G'day listeners, Phil C here, and you've tuned into Corner Country on All Aussie Radio. On today's Corner Country program, I am going to be playing an interview that I did yesterday with the lovely, beautiful, talented Nina from the Vixens of Fall. And we're going to be discussing what they've been doing since we caught up with them last week at Music in the Mulga, as well as the fact that they've got a brand new album, which came out on Friday, and it is called Magic in the Chaos. Now, I'm also going to be playing quite a few songs by Joy McKean. Actually, Joy was the driving force behind Slim Dusty. She wrote a lot of his hits, things like Lights on the Hill, Walk a Country Mile, Indian Pacific, The Biggest Disappointment, and the list goes on and on and on. A lot of people may have thought that Slim wrote all these tracks, but no, in fact, it was his beautiful wife, Joy, who managed his career, and she drove the force, the king of country, Mr. Slim Dusty. So we're going to be playing quite a few of her tracks. I've also got a couple of requests, okay, going out to Karen. She wants to hear a track called 46 Miles from Alice by Catherine Britt and Back Out Back by Sarah Storer. So they're going to be coming up a bit later in the program as well. And I'm going to start the program off with this little snippet, okay? This is just a little teaser of what's going to be coming up a bit later on in the show.
That's the very first one. You are more than welcome to play that. I think it really brings the whole thing together. Yeah. You know, we've got the witchy western vibe going on, and the moment that you hear Sisterhood and it just echoes,
yep,
I think everybody will understand exactly who we are.
Yeah, for sure. You know, if you hadn't have said it, I would have suggested it, because I met you girls again for the second time at Music in the Mulga last week, and Sisterhood, mm-hmm, three beautiful sisters, you've got the utmost respect and love for each other, and I couldn't think of any other way but to kick this this little interview off by playing that track.
I am one voice in the night, singing out, howling at the full moonlight, looking for the dreamers, caught between the devil and the greater good. Come join this crazy sisterhood. We are alike, twin flames burn untamed, dancing where the lightning strikes, looking for the lonesome, lost between forgotten and misunderstood. Come join this crazy sisterhood. shifting sands, distant lands, into the mystic we all go.
There you go, listeners. That is Vixens of Fall. That is the first track, the very, very first track on their brand new album, Magic in the Chaos, that came out last Friday. I've got a sensational interview with Nina coming up a bit later on in the program, so make sure you stick around. Now, as I said, I'm also going to be doing quite a few songs for the late, great Joy McKean. Now, she was born on the 14th January 1930, passed away 25th of May 2023. Now, known by her stage name as Joy McKean, she was actually christened Mildred Geraldine Joy Kilpatrick, and was, of course, married to the King of Country, Mr. Slim Dusty. Now, she was his manager and wrote some of the most sensational songs that he performed. Lights on the Hill, for example, which is what I'm about to put on for you, is a song that won the first Golden Guitar back in January of 1973 in Tamworth, alrighty, and it was covered by a few bands. Keith Urban, for example, he recorded that, and also Mental as Anything. But I'm going to give you the original Slim track, written by the late, great Joy McKean, and the song is called Lights on the Hill.
Oh, yeah. It's a long straight road and the engine is deep. I can't help thinking of a good night's sleep. And the long, long roads of my life are a-calling me. These rough old hands are a-glued to the wheel. My eyes full of sand from the way they feel. And the lights coming over the hill are a-blinding me. It's a long, tough haul from away down south. A man's gotta find a little bread for his mouth and a home for a girl as sweet as my honey can be. So it's down through the gears, she's a-starting to pull. The gauge on the tank is a-showing near full. And the lights coming over the hill. See the posts and I haven't got a ghost of a chance. Oh no. The windscreen wipers are a beating in time. The song they sing is a part of my mind. And I can't believe it's a really happening to me. Oh, but I'm over the edge and down the mountainside. I know they'll tell about the night I died in the rain when the lights on the hill. And I haven't got a ghost of a chance. Oh, no. The windscreen wipers are a-beating in time. The song they sing is a part of my mind. And I can't believe it's a-really happening to me. Oh, but I'm over the edge and down the mountainside. I know they'll tell about the night I died in the rain when the lights on the hill were a-blinding. When the lights on the hill were a-blinding me.
Hey, there you go, folks. obviously, a fantastic Slim Dusty song written by his beautiful wife, Joy McKean, okay? And as I said, she also managed his career. Sadly, gone to country music heaven. Now, the McKean-Dusty partnership produced over 100 albums and sold 8 million records in Australia alone. Joy was awarded in 1991 the OAM with the Citation Services in the Entertainment Industry. What a loss this country's going to have. She did some fabulous work and pioneered. She was really the pioneer of Australian country music. I'm going to play you another track now that was written by her. Before I do that, I just want to let you know that the Lights on the Hill is also a festival, I guess you could call it, for want of a better word, at Gatton in Queensland. So the music festival, as I said, you get lots of different people that are going to that. I know for a fact that Smokey Pete Dawson, Terry Clark, I think possibly, Kerry Kennedy definitely will be there. And if you're interested in country music and going to that particular festival, it's at Gatton, okay? And I'll give you some dates for that a bit later on. Before we do that, though, we are going to play another song that was written by the late, great Joy McKean, and the song is called The Indian Pacific.
From coast to coast by night and day, hear the clicking of the wheels, the humming of the diesel on her ribbons of steel, carrying the memories of a nation built by hand. See the Indian Pacific span the land. She's the pride of all the railway men cross country where she flies, from the blue Pacific waters to where the mountains rise. By lakes and wide brown rivers, through desert country dry, see the Indian Pacific passing by. For the Indian Pacific, she goes a-rolling down the track, 5,000 miles to travel before she's there and back. Beside the line that drove the waves, his battered old gray hat, and kids are catching yabbies down by the river flat. And a woman hangs her washing in a backyard near the line as the Indian Pacific's rolling by. Hear the whistle blowing lonely neath the Nullarbor starlight, saluting those who walk across the track she rides tonight. Calling to the railway camp and the fettlers on the line, I'm the Indian Pacific right on time. From the silver of the broken hill to old Kalgoorlie gold, she mirrors all the colors of the land so hard and old. Then the western flowers are blooming and the air is just like wine, and the Indian Pacific's making time. For the Indian Pacific, she goes a-rolling down the track, 5,000 miles to travel before she's there and back. From the waters of the western sea to the eastern ocean sand, the Indian Pacific spans the land. Oh, the Indian Pacific spans the land.
Hey, there we go, listeners. That is the Indian Pacific. Alrighty, fabulous song. Fantastic, sensational stuff written by the late, great Joy McKean. I just got to tell you a little bit about the Lights on the Hill, okay? It is Lights on the Hill is a, what can we say? It's to honour truck drivers that have lost their lives doing, you know, what they do, keeping this country alive, basically, because without them, they are the backbone of the country and spend so much time on the road doing what they do. You're probably not aware, but it is probably, well, it is a fact, the highest suicide rate in this country is by truck drivers, because they're away from home doing what they do, and they miss so much time at home with wives and families, and then they're so isolated in their trucks. So, you know, when you see one go past you on the road, folks, maybe give them a toot, you know, give them a wave. And if you've got a UHF, you know, give them a g'day, mate. How you going? Where you heading? How you feeling? Because without those boys doing what they do, this country would be in trouble. And that song was written about that. And another great singer, Kerry Kennedy, has written a song called The Big Rig. You want to check that one out. It's on Spotify. And that's also going out to these truck drivers. I'm going to play you just one more song now, and then I'm going to play a request, which is going out to Karen. The song I've chose to play for you is, it was written by Joy and performed by Slim, but I'm going to give you a version that was done by both of them, okay? Them join Slim.
Day oh day oh day oh day. Now I've been around Australia and I've travelled everywhere, but there's one place I really like to go, where the land is big and white and tall dark ringers right. On the plains of Pepmanadi, where the old Moyle River flows. Tough riders there, of course, in a truck or on a horse, and they'll really teach you things you didn't know. It's excitement to the full if you're out there chasing bulls. By the plains of Pepmanadi, where the old Moyle River flows. And the kangaroo still bounds on that rough and rugged ground. The anthills and the old pandanus grow. Yes, and every day's a Sunday if you're catching barramundi by the plains of Pepmanadi, where the old Moyle River flows. The odelay, odelay, odelay. Odelay, odelay. The men out on the stock camps are the finest riders known, and they'll work for weeks without a break or spell. They're the backbone of our beefsteaks, and I've mentioned this before, and it's a story that I'm always proud to tell. May the march of time never, ever bring too many changes to a way of life you people love and prize. May the years ahead be good ones, and you never lose your customs with old Pepmanadi Hill looking down so old and wise. And the kangaroo still bounds on that rough and rugged ground. The anthills and the old pandanus grow. Yes, and every day's a Sunday if you're catching barramundi by the plains of Pepmanadi, where the old Moyle River flows. Where the kangaroo still bounds on that rough and rugged ground. The anthills and the old pandanus grow. Yes, and every day's a Sunday if you're catching barramundi by the plains of old Pepmanadi, where the old Moyle River flows.
There we go, listeners. That is Pepmanadi. goodness me. So Pepperminati, it's an Aboriginal community there, of course, in the Daly River region of the Northern Territory. So Pepperminati, or Peppy as it's known, is situated on Tom Turner Creek, approximately 320 kilometres or 200 miles southwest of Darwin. Population in 2016 census was 178. Crikeys, they would have had a ball out there with Slim and Joy, that's for sure. We're continuing on, and I'm going to play a request now. This one's going out to Karen. Karen's in Western Sydney. She's asked me for a song by Catherine Britt. And if you do want to hear songs on Corner Country, you can either email me requests on info@allaussieradio.com. Or you can send a text message to me on 0492 994 445. Okay, send them in to me as early as possible. Before the weekend would be fabulous. On 0492 994 445. Any requests for the Country Corner or the Corner Country Show, but it does have to be Aussie. This next one, as I said, it's a request for Karen. Catherine Britt's 46 Miles from Alice.
Oh,
there we go, listeners. That is Catherine Britt, 46 miles from Alice. Go and out to Karen, and Karen is in Western Sydney. Now, as I said, if you do want to hear any country songs, send them to either info@allaussieradio.com, or you can text them through 0492 994 445. But do it as early as you can, before the Sunday, and I will put these up during the week and have this show ready for you for Sunday. I'm going to play a song now, and this one's going out, this one's going out to me. I had the pleasure of meeting this fellow at Music in the Mog. His name is Jeff Brown, and he's going to be a guest on this program talking to us about his music. He drives a big rig. In fact, he drives a road train, and he's doing that right now. This is one of my most favorite songs that he wrote, and I absolutely love it. It's a quirky little number, and it's by Jeff Brown. He's called Kamikaze Kangaroo. This is what happens when he's driving his big rig, usually cutting cotton.
Hey, Kamikaze Kangaroo, not a real bright thing you to do, like playing chicken with the bulldog Mac. And when the bullbine knocked you down and your shattered bones fell to the ground, 10 sets of jewels ran straight across your back. 10 sets of jewels ran straight across your back. You were nowhere near the road that day, but you thought it might be fun to play a game with me when you heard the road trains roar. From a patch of roadside scrub you hopped, you put the foot down when you should have stopped. It's a game you when your mates will play no more. It's a game you when your mates will play no more. You're far too soon, now you're blown up like a big balloon on the road where the M-A-C-K pummeled you. That's what you get for playing chicken. Now there's crows and wedgies picking on your carcass, Kamikaze Kangaroo. On your carcass, Kamikaze Kangaroo. The old emu splatting feathers, guts and crap on your clean rig. Well, I even hit a wedge tail once. He was far too busy having lunch on a swollen bone up Kamikaze pig. On a swollen bone up Kamikaze pig. I've got cats and dogs and foxes too, crows, galahs and cockatoos. He get the sheep to name a few. All dying to get across the track, just a bit slow for this bulldog Mac. Like that fearless Kamikaze Kangaroo. Like that gutsy Kamikaze Kangaroo. Yeah, that mongrel Kamikaze Kangaroo.
There you go, listeners. That is Jeff Brown's Kamikaze Kangaroo. He's a real deal. He drives trucks when he likes to, and plays country music when he feels like it too. He's living the perfect life. He loves them both, and does them both really well. I'm going to play you one more track. And then I'm going to play you the interview I did the other day with Nina from Vixens of Fall. And then I'm going to play a bit more of Joy McKean's Big Hits performed by Slim Dusty. And I've got another request going out to Karen. This is Corner Country. The network is All Aussie Radio. My name is Phil C. Do this program every Sunday from 2 p.m. If you do want to have any requests, just send them to info@allaussieradio.com or text them through to 0492 994 445. This next song I'm going to play was released at Music in the Mulga. It's a song by Terry Clark. He's a good mate of mine, and this was from his new EP, which is available on Spotify. The EP is called Singles, and this is one of the singles from the Singles EP. It's a number called Roll On. Terry Clark, folks.
I got my first load out of Brisbane, up to Nullumbine. I got a back load from Darwin, Alice, and Adelaide tonight. I pulled a wide load Melbourne to Sydney town, then I crossed another bowl. And this cowboy watched that sunset on that western shore. And I keep rolling, rolling on, rolling up and down Highway 1. I keep rolling, rolling, rolling on, 15,000 K since I left home. Dribbles out of Perth, the Great Northern 95. I guess a white line fever keeps this trucking boy alive. I blew a steel tire in Newman, Port Hedland on the rise. I head east at midnight for a Cunanara sunrise. Well, I keep rolling, rolling on, rolling up and down Highway 1. I keep rolling, rolling, rolling on, 18,500 K since home. Come on. Oh, Catherine to the Isle and the Calcadoon mob. Well, they loaded me with cattle and a second-hand gearbox. I'm running heavy into Townsville with a full 2-hour slack. Only 14 more between me and my woman getting back. Well, I keep rolling, rolling on, rolling up and down Highway 1. I keep rolling, rolling, rolling on, 21,000 K's round my country home. I just keep moving on, I guess the highway's my home. Keep it rolling on and on and on and on, up and down Highway 1.
Rolling on and on. down Highway 1.
Jeez, I can murder a beer.
G'day listeners, Phil C here. This is Corner Country, and have I got a treat for you. We've just come from Music in the Mogga, where I saw the sensational Vixens of Fall. And on the phones with me right now is the lovely, beautiful, unavailable fellas, Nina from Vixens of Fall. How you going, Nina?
Oh, Phil, you always know how to just make me blush. I'm good. How are you?
Well, all the better for speaking to you, my darling. How have you been since we saw you at the Music in the Mogga?
Oh, look, run off our feet, I think, is probably the best little cliche term that I can use. You know, we got home late Sunday night, and then we just had a little nap, woke up the next day and hit the ground running.
Wow.
We had interviews. We had to go and, you know, sort out, well, it was album release week. So we were just go.
Yes.
So it's just nuts. And we still haven't slowed down. But you know what? That's who we are, and we keep going.
I know. Absolutely. And you're already ready to do another gig tonight at Caloundra.
Yes, absolutely. So we're here setting up, getting ready to go, just putting our merch table together. I was just helping our very handsome and talented drummer, JP, set up his drums and take them from one place to another.
Yeah, Mary, where's your husband while you're helping this handsome, talented drummer?
Oh, he's here too. So, you know, I've got it good.
Of course. You've got the best of both worlds and two other beautiful sisters. And extremely talented trio you are. I've just had a listen to Magic in the Chaos, which is your brand new album. It came out on Friday.
Yep.
What a sensational record, girls. How excited could you be? Your debut album, man, unbelievable.
Oh, thank you so much. It's been so wonderful to hear that.
Yep.
So thank you. Because it's been, you know, a long time coming. We've had a few singles from the album over the past couple of years, and people have just been wanting more and more, which is really lovely, and gives us goosebumps to know that, you know, everyone wants to hear what we have to say. And so it's just been really beautiful and wonderful and all the things. And we woke up on Friday morning to a message from our beautiful friend Jasmine, who does all of our socials and all of our videos and our photos.
Yes.
She's our creative manager.
Mm-hmm.
And she's like, I'm crying. And then I saw the picture, and we debuted at number one on the iTunes country chart.
Wow.
Well,
I had a feeling you guys were gonna just fly straight to the top of the list. Really.
Oh, thank you. It was so wonderful just to have that culmination, you know, that moment of everything coming together from the past few years, and seeing it just sit there at number one. It was just so fantastic. And then number 11 on the all genres chart, like that's even more spectacular for that to happen for people, you know, around Australia, around the world to see that's where we sit. So it was really, really wonderful.
Look, I can understand why it's gone that way, because it's got 13 tracks on it. And you've got three, well, actually, you've released about six singles since about 2021. You had Scout's Honor and Break It Easy, The Long Game, If You Don't Want My Love. I mean, look, these are all on it. Ain't Going Home, Mirror, Mirror. Oh, my God. Sensational music, girls. And to me, this is almost like a greatest hit of your first album, because it's six singles you've released over the time. And I just want my listeners to know, The Long Game, like, that has had like 500,000 plays. So why wouldn't somebody want to buy the album? Goodness me.
Yeah, it's really beautiful. It's really wonderful. There's all these friggin' magical words that I could just keep going with. It's just, I don't know, you know, I'm lost for words, because we don't think about all of that sort of stuff. We just do. You know, we have an idea for a song, we get it out, we record it, it happens. And just for people to have like such wonderful things to say about our songs just really makes us take a step back and go, oh, wow, yeah, look what we've done. I don't think we really take the time to think about what we have achieved. So mm-hmm. when we hear words like that, we're just we're so grateful, because we're not the type of people to really think about. We always think about what we've done. We always think about what's next and how else we can improve ourselves and how we keep going. So it's a nice moment to just take stock and take a step back and go, yeah, okay, wow. So thank you for those steps.
Look, and you do realise now, though, the pressure's on now, girls. There's no more fun. Yeah. There's no more flirting with the band members. There's no more sexy and sassy up. Well, what am I saying? No. You got to keep doing what you're doing, girls. I'm just kidding, mate.
It's always going to be there. I really don't think it's going anywhere, Phil.
Well, the thing is, it's what's needed, you know, because to make it in this industry, you've got to have a few things, okay? First of all, you've got to have talent, which you three girls have got. And secondly, you got to have attitude. And you three girls have got so much attitude, and I say that with the utmost love and respect. You know, I don't say attitude as in bad attitude.
No.
But you girls have got so much attitude and so much talent. I just cannot wait for you to get this next record out. I mean, we've only just released this one, and I'm thinking, wow, there's six sensational songs you put on there, and you got seven more. And I've just heard the album, because I know how busy you are, and you were traveling when we spoke earlier, and you're at the Calounge now getting ready to do another gig. And I thought, well, while I'm waiting in the queue with all the other media people that'll be banging down your telephone, I just gave this album a play. And I thought, wow, my God. You know, Sisterhood, Mirror, Mirror. Yeah. I mean, I can't say enough about Mirror, Mirror. Love it. You know, The Long Game, Prove You Wrong. Look, I just want the listeners to get behind this. If you haven't heard this album, it's only come out yesterday, Friday.
Yes.
So, yeah. I mean, they would have known, a lot of listeners know about your singles because you've, as I said, six of them. So they know who the Vixens are. But if they haven't heard this album, get onto it, listeners. Get straight onto it. It's on Spotify and all the other platforms, I'm assuming.
Yeah. Oh, it's there.
Yeah.
It's there.
So they can listen to it there. And now let's talk about the physical copies. If people want to get a mm-hmm. physical copy, because you mentioned to me earlier in the day when we first spoke, you're going to release mm-hmm. this on vinyl.
We absolutely are.
Oh, my God.
So we're taking pre-orders for our vinyl, because we know that vinyl is a beautiful moment and it also takes its time to be made, because that's what vinyl does,
yes.
And that's a-okay. So we're taking pre-orders for our vinyl, but people can absolutely get it all on CD right away. But if they just head to our website www.vixens-of-fall.com and head to our shop. Click the link on there.
Yep.
It's even on the front page as well. Click the link, it'll take you to our distribution company, and they will get it out to you the moment that it is in their hands.
Okay. And the moment that you get a physical copy of it in your hand, you've got to get your two beautiful sisters to sign it so I can hang it in my studio along with all my other vinyl stuff. Because the vinyl now is, I mean, it's the industry's gone mad, because vinyl, I mean, I'm a vinyl kid. What we had was vinyl. We didn't even have cassette when I was around. It was a bit like, you know, we invented the wheel. I had reel-to-reel tape, you know what I mean? And then the cassette came out. It was like, whoa. And then we had the 8-track. And then we went to CD. And now it's gone complete 360. And everything is now coming back out on vinyl. So,
because it's the best way to listen to things,
I reckon. It is. Look, I've got vinyl in my studio. I've got a really nice turntable in my studio, and every now and then we do a vinyl revival, and we'll play vinyl, and people are going, wow, this is just so – it takes me back.
Yeah.
Because as good as CDs are, there's nothing like vinyl.
No way. It just has that sound of nostalgia, doesn't it?
Like, it sure does.
Yeah, and, you know, girls and I, we've listened to our grandparents' vinyls, our parents' vinyls over the years, and now, like, it's always actually been a big dream of ours to be able to have our own album on vinyl, and well, that dream is coming true. It's getting pressed. It's all happening. So we can't wait for that moment where we get to crack open our first vinyl.
First box of vinyl. Yeah.
Yep, that's it. And then put it on the record player and just sit and listen.
Absolutely great.
Right. Yeah, we're so looking forward to it.
Yes. With lots of alcohol, like Becky said to you last year, Becky Cole said to you last year at the Music in the Mulga, you're sitting up there, lots of alcohol, got you up on stage with her.
That was insane.
The party queen of country herself, Becky Cole.
Yep. So taking us under her wing. Who are we to say no to Becky Cole?
Absolutely, of course. Now, talking about this record, is it going to be limited, the vinyl, or what are you going to do? Because obviously, if you're only going to print out a couple of hundred or whatever, I don't know how many you're going to press, there could be a bit of a rush for it, or what's your thoughts?
It's funny that you say that because we are making this first lot of vinyl that's coming out, we actually are numbering them 1 to 100.
Wow.
So far there's only 100 out there. Well, not there, but there will be only 100.
Yes.
What's it going to be like? I don't know. Everyone's just going to have to pre-order and find out what number they're going to get.
So I don't have to pre-order. You're going to send me number one, aren't you? Or does Dad get to keep that one?
I'm pretty sure that Dad would be pretty upset with us if we gave that one away.
Oh, yeah, but...
I think he's definitely claimed that.
Oh, really? Oh, goodness me. Okay.
I don't know. Maybe we have to auction it off. Who knows?
All right. Well, look, I'm gonna have to let you go in a sec. But look, congratulations so much, Nina, for this, and of course for your two lovely sisters, Lulu and Ren. I wish you all the success. Number one already, and you've just got the industry at your feet now because you've got the talent, you've got the attitude, and I think you're going to be a huge force in Australian music industry in years to come. Because you've only been around for a little while. You've only been around since 2020, 21? Yeah, 20, about that. Yeah.
Yeah, around there, 2020. Yeah. 2019, we released our little EP, but that was towards the end of it. So let's just go with 2020 because really that's it. So, but thank you. Oh my God, you've given me goosebumps and I'm going all giddy.
Oh, look, I have that effect on ladies, especially the married ones.
Of course you do. Yeah, of course you do.
So what's it going to be like for you tonight at Caloundra? Is it a sellout room? What's happening there at the moment?
Pretty much. There's only a handful of tickets left, which is really nice to say. We've got a few on the door. People want to come down and, have a boogie. Let's do it because, it is what it is and we just love performing. So to say that it's almost sold out is pretty special.
Fantastic. Have you got a special song on this Magic in the Chaos, listeners? Magic in the Chaos, that's the name of the album. Came out on Friday. Have you got a special one we can wind this up with?
You know what? I think that we should go with the lead single on this one. It's called That Spell's Gone.
Right.
It's about a love spell going awry, and it's actually giving somebody a spelling lesson as well, making them figure things out.
Mm-hmm.
Unfortunately, one of our hearts were broken a little while ago, and it was really, quite upsetting to watch a sister go through that. Kind of course. Turmoil, I suppose. So
yeah.
I think it was a really great way to be able to get all of this out for her. And, that spell's gone. It's like, it's the ending. It's the finito. It's the final thing to say goodbye.
Yes, well, I do remember chatting with you three at the Music in the Mulga Festival, and you did say that once you break a sister's heart or a vixen's heart, you break them all, and it's just there's no bond like sisterhood. And I did say to you, if you need that fellow broken, just let me know.
We know who we can call upon.
Yes, you do. I shouldn't say that. If he gets beaten up, people will think I arranged it. That's not my style, but I know what you mean. Like it was terrible what happened. We're over that now. You girls have got the number one album.
That's it.
You're moving forward, and the lead single, which we're going to throw on right now, Nina, from the Magic in the Chaos album, folks, is a song called That Spell's Gone. Thank you so much, Nina.
Thank you.
Nina, folks, Vixens of Four. We'll be back with more Corner Country straight after That Spell's Gone.
dabbled in the ancient art of love, the most elusive potion of them all. I called on Aphrodite and bottled up her charm. I whispered my intentions like a supernatural song. It bubbled while I sang it to the moon. I opened up my eyes and you were there. I got lost in the illusion, caught up in the storm. It brought out the best in both of us till it went wrong. Secrets hidden in the sorcery. You can always see them in the cards. If there's a higher power looking out for me, let the wheel of fortune take me where I'm meant to be. G was for the games that he played with my head. Oh, 'cause we were off, then we were.
Oh, there you go, listeners. That is Vixens of Fall. That spell is gone from their brand new album, Magic in the Chaos. All right, check them out. You can find them on Spotify, all the platforms. And if they're playing in a town near you, make sure you go and check them out there as well. Okay, folks, time for probably two more songs. I'm going to play another one that was written by Joy McKean, and then I'm going to finish up with that request for Karen. The song is called Kelly's Off Cider. Joy McKean, recorded by Slim.
Well, they told me tonight that Kelly's off cider just died. I put my head in my hands and I just couldn't help it, I cried. And it's no use you telling me now, that's the way of all life. We're kinda different with Kelly, 'cause the off cider was his wife. It was just a nickname, the truckies all knew her by. We'd all give her a wave and a blast of the horn as we'd fly. And if Kelly pulled over and stopped by the road for a spell, Kelly's grin and the offsider's smile made us pull in as well. Well, the offsider rode all the highways there were to ride. Nowhere in the world was she happy but by Kelly's side. And after a while we all said that she brought us good luck, but to them the whole world was the cabin of a roaring truck. So it's hard to take in that Kelly's offside had just died. But Kelly's gonna take his offsider for one last ride. With a casket of ashes and a semi that's rolling slow, Kelly's heading for a place on the highway the truckies all know. And he'll be leaving her where the tall trees bend and sigh, where she won't be lonely cause she'll hear the big wheels rolling by. And the sound of the horns from the trucks passing day and night. And Kelly's offsider will be riding with him till he dies. Well, they told me tonight that Kelly's offsider just died. I put my head in my hands and I just couldn't help it, I cried. And it's no use you telling me now, that's the way of all life. Kinda different with Kelly, cause the offsider was his wife. Oh, kinda different with Kelly, cause the offsider was his wife.
Oh, there we go, listeners. Kelly's Offsider, written by Joy McKean, the late, great Joy McKean, born on 14th of January 1930 and passed away 25th of May 2023. Folks, it's time for me to hang up the headphones on Corner Country. Hope you've enjoyed the music we've been playing for you. If you do want to hear any Aussie requests, Corner Country music, of course, send them to info@allaussieradio.com or send me a text message to 0492 994 445. I'm going to finish up this program now with a request going out to Karen. She's in Western Sydney. She's asked me for a song by Sarah Storer, and it's a number called Back Out Back. Thanks for connecting, Karen.
Down George Street, I've been stuck at these lights for a day, and I'm sitting here with this fella. I've got a feeling that I've gone the wrong way. What the, you going to yoga with the girls from where you work at? Well, I'm sorry, I've been thinking this over. I've gotta get back out back. Out back where the men drink water, when it splashes off the brim of their hats. Out back where the boys are sorta on the lean side but muscle packed. Out back where dancing is like driving, it comes natural like 2 feet flat. Well, I like them like that. I've gotta get back out back. You're so far away, I can't see. And what the, you don't like country, and you think that willow's a tree. What the, is that you're driving, and it's never been on dirt road tracks? Well, I'm sorry, I've been thinking this over. I've gotta get back out back. Out back.
I've gotta get back where I'm from. Out back where the men drink water when it splashes off the brim of that. Out back where the boys are sort of on the lean side and muscle packed. Out back where dancing is like driving, it comes natural like 2 feet flat. Well, I like them like that. I've got to get back out back.
Yeehaw! Sarasora! Until next week, folks, catch you somewhere in Corner Country.